Nothing quenches your thirst on a hot summer day more quickly than a cool drink of water. But what happens when there is limited or no access to water? I visited the community kitchen to discuss the need for donations of bottled water to share with the homeless. Water is essential and makes up about 60% of your body weight. During the course of a normal day, your body will use up the equivalent of about 9 glasses of water. These fluids can be replaced through food and, of course, drinking water. If you do not get enough water back into your system, you risk dehydration. Even mild dehydration can cause fatigue, and according to Dr. Kirk Rogers, dehydration can have some severe effects.
Cases of dehydration, if they're mild in degree, they can cause symptoms of fatigue, malaise. Moderate to severe dehydration can lead to heart, kidney problems, and even death.
For the homeless population of Chattanooga, getting a drink of water may not be as easy as some would think. The community kitchen provides meals and access to a drinking fountain, but according to Jens Christensen, the need for portable water is important.
One of the biggest issues that we deal with the homeless population is that they're walking. So whenever they go somewhere, you look at miles and miles of foot traffic every day. So you have to be able to consider that portability is a key factor. So a bottle of water means that they can refill it, they can reuse it, they can drink from it wherever they are.
The community kitchen is seeking donations of bottled water to distribute during these extremely hot summer months.
We can actually go through nearly 1,000 bottles of water a day. If you think about the homeless population, which can be 500, 600, 700 people in a given night, we can look at people needing 2 or 3 bottles a day if they're going to be walking to job interviews or medical appointments or case management appointments. Going from point A to point B, they need to be able to carry this water with them. And so we can go through easily 1,000 bottles a day. And really, there's no way to predict how long this heat will continue. But surely through August and probably into September, we'll continue needing to provide hydration.
Dwayne Holland and Rachel Westmoreland understand the challenges of living without easy access to water. I met them at the community kitchen, spending some comfortable time away from the heat outdoors.
It's very difficult when you're outside, especially if you have to walk to wherever your shelter is, be it at St. Matt's or if you walk to the rescue mission, you know, and time you get there, it's difficult. But over there at the rescue mission, you have to stay out until, 6 o'clock?
5 to 6 o'clock, depending on,
you know, and then the
gender.
Heat, sometimes they have water, sometimes they don't. You know, it's just difficult. Here, we've had trouble with water because it's just not available because everything's done by donations here. And with the heat like it has been, it's just been difficult for people to get water. And people have been very, very thirsty, you know, because of the heat. A lot of people live in tents out in certain areas over here.
And if you stay out in a tent after every place closed, including the community kitchen, the only place you can get water is from a busted water hose or
exactly.
Whatnot. And that's 95, 98 degrees, however temperature. It might
right.
be outside is the temperature of water you're drinking.
And it may not
or
be
you
clean.
Have to carry gallons at a time along with all your other stuff. So really, bottled water would be good to have because
exactly.
you could just pack it up. And
right.
cold bottled water would be even better.
Exactly.
If you would like to help provide bottles of water to the community kitchen, please bring new, unopened bottled water to 727 East 11th Street at the community kitchen between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Your donations will be distributed to the homeless population to help reduce the threat of dehydration this summer. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.